ministry of Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. Our vision, bringing people into the full realization of their potential in God, and our mission, building a community of believers whose lifestyle positively influences change in the society. Welcome to Lighthouse. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregon, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org.
Don't lose your praise. Even when things are rushes at you, when life throw up his tantrums or whatever he wants to throw up, don't lose your praise. Don't lose your praise. Don't lose your praise. Even when the fig tree do not blossom, when things are just in the realm of expectation, don't lose your praise. The next one, your deliverance and total restoration is mainly by the hand of God. Verse 7. Your deliverance and total restoration is mainly by the hand of God. Hey, you can't depend on men next year. Bible says, vain is the help of man. Somewhere in Psalm, he said, do not delight yourself in the legs of men. So long leg may not walk. Don't delight yourself. Men are men. They have breath in their nostril. They can promise and they can, before they have the ability to fulfill the promise, they are out of the scene. So your strength, your shield, your buckler is the Lord. Is the Lord. And I think we need to get to that point. There is nowhere it is written in the scriptures that heaven helps those who help themselves. There's nowhere it is written in the scripture. You either serve God or you are serving the devil. That is a sin. You can't be reading the Bible and be doing ifunpa or ibadi. The veil is torn. You have access. You can't be a believer and be looking for somebody to pray for you. You can't have God as your father if you indeed have him as your father and be paying people for charms or be paying people for favor. You must come to that point. If God is God, hey, I want to go all out on him. And I can assure you by December 31st when we come, you will have testimony to this thing that I'm saying. You can't be reading the Bible and be doing incision for protection. See, by the Spirit of God, I'm saying this, by the prophetic unction upon my life. See, this 2020, God is separating things. It will separate those who are his and those who are not his. He said, but he says something to us. He said, let everyone who calls on the name of the Lord depart from iniquity. Please, I beg you in Jesus' name. It doesn't matter how powerful that Baba is. It is still a human being. The Baba of all Baba is that the one that you have at your disposal. The reason why you have not seen his power manifest is because you have not intentionally pursued him. You have many alternatives. And as long as you have alternatives, they become idols. You can't see God. And if you can't see him, you can't experience him. In the Bible, people always come to this point that we come to. That's why I'm making the call tonight. If God is God, let us serve him. And if he's not worthy of his service, there's no need to come. If we can't believe him to come true for us, I don't want to serve that God. I will look up to the hills. In Israel, there are many in their hills, idols are there. But there is a difference between boys and men. Pharaoh one day, that's how these things are. Let my people go. Prophetic word. Say, where are they going? They're not going anywhere. Maybe something is threatening. See, tomorrow is first. I'm saying this because some people will probably, they have a regular place where they pray 1st of January. Drop all those things. Drop it. If God is God, let us follow him. So, Pharaoh had his men. They can display supernatural. But the difference is this. When God comes on the scene, he swallows Pharaoh and his chorus. You know the story. You can read it very well. So, this particular year, 2020, God is swallowing up Pharaoh. Over our nation, it will be sorcery we end in this nation. The amen is shallow. I know why it is shallow. Because they still send soap to some people who are Christians. They send oil to them. They send things that they tie before they can sleep. Some people don't wear pajamas to sleep. They wear red attire to sleep. Let everyone who calls on the name of the Lord. I came for admonition. That's what I came for here tonight. That God will not fulfill his goal in your life. It's not. You don't even have to beat your head. Because what God is doing, will do in your life, if you yield to him and respond to him, is greater than your goals that are written down as we speak tonight. So your deliverance and total restoration, if you are looking in 2020, is mainly by the hand of the Lord. Is mainly by the hand of the Lord. Is mainly by the hand of the Lord. I mean, it reminds me of the story of someone who wants to go and make charm for long life. So he didn't have all the money together. So by the time, so he met the man who will give him charms for long life, and they gave him the list. So by the time he gathered money to have all the things, so he finally brought the gold, brought everything to the man. And he was told that the man passed away last night. I won't expand the story. But that's just the thing. And the last one on that point, God is ready. God is willing. God is completely ready to mature, to perfect, to bring into completion all that concerns you in 2020. I say this by the word of the Lord. If you have been carrying things over, maybe from years after years, saying to you tonight, no more carryover. Everything that has brought delayed tears to your eyes, they end with 2019. In Psalm 139, verses 5 to 6. Psalm 139, verses 5 to 6 in the TPT. Look at it. I just want to highlight the 12 things that we have in our coffer for the next decade. Say, you've gone into my future. So God is not only preparing us, or has prepared us for 2020, he said he has gone into our future to prepare the way. And in kindness, he followed us behind to spare us from the harm of our past. That's why you can't hold on to anything. You can't. You can't lay aside every weight. Because God can't behold those things. God can't behold those things. Imagine as I'm speaking to you now that I have a cowrie hiding somewhere in my mouth. It doesn't work. It doesn't tally. It doesn't. I know people do it, but it doesn't work. And it's not going to work in 2020. It won't work anymore. Don't waste your money. It will not work. It will not work. You know, as we speak, these things might be like a joke. You know that some people can't leave Lagos to Akure or Lagos to Ibadan without somebody telling them that the coast is clear. No, for how long? How long? If you are just coming into the faith, it's understandable. But you've done 3 years, you've done 5 years, you've done 10 years. When will God be God? And in this simple thing, some of us, we have not come to that age. We hear somebody say, he's a witch, everybody run. Before I was a witch. So we should not go and hide because you are a witch. That's the time of ignorance. And if you are still a witch, we cast the devil out. So it can't work. God has gone into our future. He has prepared the way. And in his kindness, he has come to pick us. To follow behind him, then to save us from the harm of the past. So some people have been living their Christian experience based on generational causes. The message that you have heard, all true, is that there is something that's still to be done, something that's still to be done. I came to announce from you, generational blessing is being activated. And you know why it's being activated? Because truth has come to you. It said, from the harm of the past. He said, with your hand of love upon my life, you impart a blessing. He can't impart curses again. He can't impart demons again. Blessing. What is a blessing? Supernatural empowerment by God to make progress. That's a blessing. So you can make progress in the area of your health. You make progress in the area of money, wealth. You make progress in the area of your peace. Before, you can't sleep without volume 5. But when blessing comes, he gives his beloved good sleep. Before, you can't sleep. And when you eat in your dream, you wake up and that's the end of your sleep. You now turn it into night vigil. Tonight, if they bring the food, wake up. Drink water on it, sleep back and complete it. See, all these things that I'm saying, I know Kokimamba when you're Laramu, because you are so used to it. Change, I know that change is difficult for many people, but the truth, as long as God lives, you can't involve in those things anymore in 2020. It will not work for you. I'm saying this because you are under this teaching tonight and you are listening to us online. It will not work anymore. If you like, go and waste your money. The first quarter of the year, waste the money. It will not work. This God is jealous. He doesn't want to share us with anything. Nothing should take its place in your heart. If it does, then that thing is an idol. An idol, kinshere, lasan. Anything that takes the place of God in your heart, that controls your behavior, that informs your decision, has become an idol. It can be people, it can be food, it can be sex, it can be anything. So, admonition. So, he said, this is just too wonderfully deep and incomprehensible. Your understanding of me brings me what? So, This is the decade prophetic signpost. It's written all over us. Number one, new line of businesses will emerge. From 2020, this is, and that's what I'm saying. You just find out. It may not be everybody. If you cultivate your intimacy with God, there's this courage in the atmosphere to start business. It's like a leap of faith. You just know. God will open people's eyes to see opportunities. And then there is that just urge to start business. And hey, we are not starting business because everybody or that person is starting business. It's just basically going to be in response to the voice and instruction of the Holy Spirit. In Isaiah 43, that's why he said, I will do a new thing and it shall spring forth. So I'm expecting new businesses to start springing forth. Secondly, he said the existing businesses will be strengthened. They will be strengthened. Please, if you own a business here, also please be sensitive to the instruction that will be coming to you. How to expand your business, new line of things you need to do. That year, 2020, is critical. It's critical. It must not pass you by. You can't afford to beg in the time of harvest. It's the time of seed sowing. So you must have seeds to sow. Some businesses we have to just, there are new lines that will come to you. What I sense on that is that there will be collaborations. Collaborations. I sense value-added partnership coming to people. Because Isaiah 54, he said, enlarge. So you have to seed. That's why prayer is very important for me. It doesn't matter how many people don't believe in prayers. I believe in prayers. I believe in prayers rooted in God's word. I've seen prayer change things. So it's too late for anyone to convince me. It's just like the principle of tithing. I've been paying tithes since as a university student. So whether you say it is not New Testament or Old Testament is irrelevant to me. So there are some things I just convinced of. If by the time I close my head, it's not a principle, God doesn't exist, I've not lost anything. Thirdly, ministries will be born. Because territorial authorities will be given to men and women. Things are going to change in our communities, in our workplace. Oh. Things are going to change in our nation. People who are mission-focused will arise. It might be like they are going to office, but they'll be casting out demons in boardrooms. Because somebody is saying something that does not agree with the agenda of God for that line of business in Nigeria. And there will be sparks in that room. So when I say, or rather when I say ministry will be born, it's not just churches. Kingdom ambassadors will emerge in marketplaces. People in the order, like David, playing the madness we get out of Saul. Fourthly, divine establishment in life spheres. As many of us as are ready, please, what you will find out is that you begin to operate in certain dimensions of wisdom that you were not operating on before. And that certain dimension of wisdom will begin to create rooms for you. In 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10, he said that he will plant his people in their own places. He said the sons of the wickedness shall not afflict them. They shall not be moved anymore. There will be divine establishment. There will be massive, fifth point, massive strategic placement of God's sickness in industries. You know, it's like a 10-year prophetic, but you have to prepare yourself. A lot of the time, it's not that God doesn't want to promote people, but many of our brethren, they are not prepared. And that's why your own preparation is in place of intimacy with the Holy Spirit. So it begins to talk to you about your character, about the things you need to change. People management,
how to lead him, how to be a leader. And the Holy Spirit teaches you all these things to prepare you. That was what happened to David. That was what happened to Joseph. That was what happened to Daniel. That was what happened to the disciples of Jesus. They had that close proximity. And by the time Jesus left and all the Holy Spirit came, it was a good landing. They were able to impact their world. I believe in my heart that the narrative of our country is changing from this point. And then what you will find out in Obadiah of that point, it says, saviors will arise from Zion. Governors will arise. We possess the mountain of Esau. Praise the Lord. The 6-point developmental project springing up. Conflicts are put to rest in many of our lives. There are people in career path here. Many people are contesting with your post, but you'll find out that every conflict comes to an end in 2020. Every conflict. 7, unprecedented favor enjoyed by people, opportunities that you are not qualified for, just like what our sister said. It will come. And before you know it, the stones that the builders rejected have become the cornerstones. Praise the Lord. And 8, operation of generational blessings are steered. If you're married, please start baptizing your kids into this covenant. Start it. How does generational curses come? They said it's transfer from one person to another until it gets to you. So you are saying no to it. And then you are now saying it must not continue with you. And then it must not resurface in the life of your children. He said your children will be taught by the Lord and grace shall be their peace. So you initiate them. Because what we are operating in is we are no more in curses. I know people have issues that with the church in Nigeria. We have taught many people about all these curses. I'm saying by the word of the Lord, we should start teaching generational blessing. It's greater than the curses. 9, mission-driven people will emerge like swift horses in the body of Christ. People are passionate about the kingdom causes. In the order of Joel 2, in the order of Matthew 28, wherever you are, please understand, you are an ambassador of Christ. He said, go ye into the world, into the system, into the cosmos. Go ye into the world and then be a witness. Preach the gospel. Preach the gospel, not just with your words, with your life. With your sense of loyalty, with your sense of stewardship, preach the gospel. When people see it, they want to know the secret. And you tell them the secret is Jesus and their heart is won. Number 10. Biblical financial stewardship buttons have been passed into the hands. Whoever wants it can take it. To the hands of yielded vessels. People who will pass the Gideon test. People who are passionate. Who are passionate about God. Who are passionate to see his kingdom. You know, some of these things I will expatiate it. Haggai chapter 2, verses 20 to 23. It said, true prosperity. My city shall be spread abroad. So there are kingdom stewards who hold things in trust for God. I know up to now, we've taken the message of prosperity to the other hand, to the fact that it has led us to a place of covetousness, and then recently a place of stinginess. We're still bothered about me. But hey, God is raising a new generation who will have missions attached to their companies, missionaries attached to their company, and missionaries to China. They are funding them from their company account. That's what I mean by kingdom stewards. The baton is being passed. Just look out. I don't know what the messages will be in other places, but listen to other messages because the body of Christ is one. Just listen to other messages in days to come. You'll find out that it's the same thing.
By 11, there will be emergence of new breed of worshippers.
In the altar of the tabernacle of David, in spirit and in truth. You say, are we not worshippers? I said in the order. The kingdom must be upon the shoulder of those worshippers.
Then lastly, there will be significant recorded massive harvest of the earth. Evangelism in the next 10 years, evangelism, soul winning, discipleship will be the passion of the new order. There will be total departure from greed, self-preservation, and covetousness. The narrative of the gospel will move into the market space experience with miracles, signs, and wonders happening in our banks, in our stock exchange, a flaw in everything that you can think of in industries. Why? Zechariah chapter 8 confirm it. He who is not a Jew, we hold on to the skirt of the Jew. He who does not, we are not asking you to marry us. Let us just be identified with your name. We have our own things that we do. But because we know you are operating in the covenant. So tonight, as I put this to a close, know God for yourself in 2020. Know God beyond calling him Abba Father. No, I understand the word Abba Father actually means daddy. And for those of us who still have earthly father, you know what you want to do when you want to toast your father, natural father. You don't say, Father, I greet you this morning. No, there is a level of relationship. You say dad or dada, as some people will say. Know God for yourself. Know God. Please, in 2020, don't involve in faffling around looking for relevance. Don't get yourself involved in it. How many likes on IG? How many likes on Facebook? Don't get involved in all those mundane things. Don't join the naysayers on the social media babbling. Hey, it's true. What is true? For you as a believer, the Bible says, receive not an accusation against anyone except it is proven. So if you are not sure about what the other party's position, don't say anything. Must you say something? Your relevance only waits for your discovery in God. Don't allow other people's interpretation of God slip you off to part of destruction. The truth is that whatever you read, there are still many things you don't know. But you assume that you know. Whatever you read anywhere, even this God, theology, the subject of God, the more you know him, the more you discover that you don't know him. You don't have opinion on anything or everything. Praise God. As I praise the Lord. So I believe God. I believe God. Even if no one in Lagos doesn't, I believe God. I believe God. I believe God. I believe God. Can we stand?
This message is brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregun, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org. For more,